This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Communities across Colorado will start receiving their first batch of opioid settlement money in the coming weeks. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Southern Colorado, including Pueblo and the San Luis Valley, will get almost $3 million. Denver will get more than $4 million. And Larimer County will get $2 million. This is the first round of grants from settlement money that came from lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies. A council with various local government representatives decided where the money goes and how much each area of the state gets based on overdose deaths, the number of prescriptions written, and other measures gauging how each community was affected by the opioid crisis. Communities from across the state can apply for funding for the next 18 years. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Some residents in Aurora want the city to start over in its search for a new police chief. CPR's Lucretia Wembley.
The Aurora Police Oversight Committee is made up of community members and activists, and this week they called out the city for its list of police chief finalists. Aurora recently named two finalists after a five-month search, one from New Jersey and the other New Mexico. The police department has been in turmoil after the controversial ousting of former police chief Vanessa Wilson and amid rising crime rates. Oversight Committee members say promises of inclusion were broken and warned that the finalists, who are both white men, could face doubt from the community. Finalists were in town for interviews this week. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
The man charged with killing three people at a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood in 2015 will not yet be forcibly treated with antipsychotic medication. Lawyers for Robert Deere are appealing a federal judge's ruling ordering the involuntary treatment. Another court has ruled that Deere won't be forcibly medicated during the appeals process. Denver International Airport has proposed a $1.3 billion budget for next year. That's about $100 million more than this year's budget. The increase comes as officials project airport traffic will exceed pre-pandemic levels in 2023. The airport is expecting 74 million passengers next year.